I don't care what's going on. God can make it good. Even in the middle of turmoil, it's good if God's in it with you. Thank you for joining Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word. We welcome all of you joining us by television and those of you joining us online at brothersoftheword.com or social media. We welcome you to today's service. Always a wonderful delight and joy to have you to tune in and join us. Well, we'd like to share just a little humor before we begin for today. A middle-aged woman, she had a heart attack, and it led to a near-death experience. And so while she was on the operating table, she suddenly has a vision of God. And she asked God, she said, "Is this it?" God says, "No, you have another 40 years to live, my child." She recovers and decides to stay in the hospital. So while she's there, she decides to have a facelift, some liposuction, some breast augmentation, tummy tuck. She had her hair dyed. And so she figured that since she had another 40 years to live, that she might as well make the most of it, fix herself up, do a makeover. So anyway, the day that she walked out of the hospital, she immediately, as she's crossing the street, she gets hit by a bus and dies. Well, she arrives in heaven in front of God, and she said, "I thought you said I had another 40 years to live." God says, "Girl, I didn't recognize you." Well, we've been sharing on the names of God, and we got over into Jehovah Rohi, and I wanted to do a part two of Jehovah Rohi, and specifically I wanted to look at Psalms 23, as we had said that Jehovah Rohi is the Lord my shepherd, the Lord my shepherd, and there is no other psalm, no other place in the Bible that gives us the illustration of the shepherd as does Psalms 23. And so that's what I wanted to go over. Psalms 23 is a powerful psalm. It really is a powerful psalm. It's one that I quote it every day. I pray it every day. Psalms 23 is a powerful psalm. In Psalms 22, Jesus dies for his sheep in Psalms 22. In the Psalms 23, we find out the benefits that we receive from our great shepherd, our good shepherd. So Psalms 23 is powerful. It's a living psalm of the relationship of the shepherd with his sheep. And so we get great insight from David, who himself was a shepherd, later became king, a type of Christ, shepherd, king, as he is a type of Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he presents here in Psalms 23 this powerful, powerful illustration and message here about Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. And we'll begin just reading. It's only six verses in Psalms 23. And the first verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Notice he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And so he personalizes it. Not the Lord is our shepherd, or not the Lord is their shepherd, not the Lord is the shepherd of Christians, not the Lord is the shepherd of the church. No, the Lord's my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I love that. So he took this shepherd personally. He personalized God as his personal shepherd, and he invites us to do the same. The Lord is my shepherd. I can't speak for anyone else. I can't speak for anyone else's belief system. I can't speak for anyone else's opinion of God. I can't speak for anyone else's theology. All I know is the Lord is my shepherd. And so you have to take him personally. You have to take him personally as your shepherd, as your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And then he goes on to say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." The word "want" means lack, This is the great confidence that we have toward God, that since he's our shepherd, we won't lack anything that's really necessary or anything that's good for us. We won't lack anything because if you think about it, God has everything. He has everything. And if he has everything and he's my shepherd, how am I going to ever be in want? How am I ever going to be missing out on anything? How am I ever going to be in need of anything? Because he's my shepherd. He owns it all. He has it all. All of heaven is at his disposal. All of earth is at his disposal. How could I ever be in lack? How could I ever be in want? Because he is my shepherd. He is my shepherd, and not only is he my shepherd, he's a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd, and he's a great shepherd, and he has an eye towards me, and he loves me, and he has everything. He owns everything. How could I ever lack? How could I ever be without? How could I ever want anything? And so this is the understanding that David had of the Lord his shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It also fits right in with Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So the Apostle Paul, he had the same revelation as King David. I love this translation. It says, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Because the Lord is my shepherd. And I want you to see this. This is a confident trust. It's a confident trust in God as your shepherd. In God as your shepherd. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Because he is my shepherd, I have everything I need. So that reflects absolute trust and confidence. It's a peaceful confidence and trust in God, that God is more than enough. He's more than enough. He's more than enough, and he has everything. And because he has everything, he's more than enough. I have all I need because he's my shepherd, and I have all I need. And it's nothing the good shepherd wouldn't give to his sheep. Nothing a good shepherd wouldn't give. Jesus even gave his life. So if he gave his life, what is it that he would not give? The good shepherd, I like that Jesus actually said this about himself in John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I give my life for the sheep. So if I give my life for you, what else is there that I wouldn't do for you? What else is there that I wouldn't take care of for you? What else would I do for you if I give my life for the sheep? Oh, man, I love that. That's a good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Say that with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Praise God. Man, I love that. That's absolute trust. That's absolute confidence in God. That's absolute trust and confidence in God. Now, let me say this. Now, if there's something you need and you don't have it yet, realize either it's not good for you to have it or you will have it in due time. So if there's something you need or something you don't have, either it's not good for you or you will have it in due time. You simply keep the switch of faith turned on. You keep your trust there. You keep doing good. Don't get weary in well doing. You'll reap in due season if you faint not. So you keep doing what you know to do. You keep believing. You keep trusting. You keep praying. You keep loving. You keep giving. Because if there's anything you need, you'll eventually have it if you don't have it now. If you don't have it now, either you don't need it, it's not good for you, or you will have it in due time. Because he's the Lord your shepherd. He's the Lord your shepherd. And there's nothing he wouldn't do for you. It's nothing he wouldn't do for you. And so we have here David as a shepherd. David actually, he risked his life for the sheep. Remember, David killed a lion. He killed a bear. Well, he was protecting the sheep. So he risked his life, foreshadowing Jesus giving his life. So David was willing to put his life on the line for his sheep, which was a foreshadowing of Jesus giving his life for us. Jesus is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. What great care God has for his people as a good shepherd. Oh, man. I love that. A shepherd represents God's presence with us and his care of us. That's what a shepherd represents. His presence with us and his care of us. There's no need to fear any evil or any danger. I like the way 1 Peter 5:7 says it. It says, cast all your care over on him, for he careth for you. The Amplified says, watchfully and affectionately. He cares for you, watching over you watchfully and affectionately. That's the good shepherd. That's the good shepherd. That's the good shepherd. I love this. God's love not only provides for your daily needs, it also provides for any special needs that you may have. So God's love and care for us, it provides for all of our daily needs. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. So he provides your daily needs, your daily sustenance. He provides your daily needs. And then there are times where you may have a need that's outside of the regular, normal daily need. You know, there may be sometimes where this is not about food or it's not about shelter. It's not your daily need. This might be a bout with cancer. You might need something outside of a daily need, a special need. Well, he's the Lord your shepherd. He provides not only your daily needs, he provides care of any special need that arises. This is Jehovah Rohi, Lord my shepherd, the Lord my shepherd. And God reveals himself as Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. As to say, I will care for you. I'll look out for you. I will protect you. Fear not, little flock. That's what Jesus told his people while he walked there. He said, fear not, little flock. The Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Oh, man. Don't y'all get me excited. I mean, that's exciting just hearing that. Oh, man. Fear not, little flock. Fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I'll take care of your daily needs. I'll take care of any special need that you have. Fear not, little flock. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Praise God. Let's go to verse 2. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. This is saying that we can enjoy God's goodness and delight no matter what we're going through or no matter what state we're in or circumstance we're in life. He makes us lie down in green pastures. This has everything to do with just who God is. God is good no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in your life. God is good. You can have joy. You can delight in him and enjoy him no matter what is going on. I don't care what's going on. God can make it good. Even in the middle of turmoil, it's good if God's in it with you. And so God's goodness, you can enjoy God's presence. You can enjoy God's goodness in anything. And so he makes us to lie down in green pastures. So no matter what you face in life, if your delight is in him, you can enjoy no matter what state or condition or wherever you find yourself, any situation in life, it can be a delight and joy because your joy and delight is found in him, is wrapped up in him, and he makes everything beautiful. He makes everything enjoyable. He makes everything wonderful and gracious when you're delighting in him. No, I don't care what you're going through. He is your joy. He is your joy. I don't care. He is your joy. He's your joy. He's your joy. No matter what you're going through. And so that's making us lie down. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He makes us lie down in green pastures. Also here, God's word is the green pasture. God's word is the green pasture in which we are to feed. We are to feed ourselves in God's word. God's word is the green pasture. His word is the green pasture. We're to feed our faith on God's word. He makes us lie down in green pastures. In other words, notice this, he makes us lie down. He didn't say he makes you walk through it or run through it. You lie down in it. Chew on God's word. Lie down in it. Abide in God's word. Rest in God's word. Notice this. You're lying down in the green pasture. He makes us lie down in green pastures. It's God's word. Lie down in it. Rest in it. Chew on it. Meditate on it. His word is a green pasture. Don't just run through it. Lie down in it. Rest in it. Abide in it. Chew on it. It's God's word. Take time to just rest in his word. Lie down in his word. This lying down is giving us quiet and contentment. No matter what our lot is in life, we rest in him. That makes every pasture green. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Lie down in God's word. Then it goes on and says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want, making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Notice that. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. Now we get to see the shepherd leading. He leads us. He guides us. So now we see the leading. We see the leading of the Holy Spirit. We see God guiding us in life. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Notice that. We are led. We are led. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Under the Old Covenant or the Old Testament, they were led by their sight. They were led by their feelings. They were led by their circumstances. Under the New Covenant, under which we live now in Christ Jesus, we're led by the Spirit. We're led by God's Word. We're led by faith. He leadeth us beside the still waters. We're led by the Spirit. He's a good shepherd, and as his sheep, we have to learn to hear his voice and follow him. He leads us beside the still waters. Also in verse 2, the second part of that, he leadeth me beside the still waters. That second part of that, beside the still waters, one translation says, still and restful waters. He leadeth me beside the still and restful waters. Now, I want you to get a picture of what the shepherd is doing. The shepherd is now concerned. He's now concerned about our physical health. I love this. He leads you to a place of rest. He doesn't want you to wear yourself out. He doesn't want you tired and anxious and burn out. No, he doesn't want you to run yourself raggedy. He makes you lie down first in his word, and now leads you beside the still and restful waters. This refreshes you. This restores you. This renews you. He leads you by the still and restful waters. Literally, one translation says the waters of rest. The Bible says, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. It has to do with a renewing, a refreshing, a restoring. It goes on to say in verse 3, he restoreth my soul. Exactly what we were talking about. He renews, refreshes. Restores. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He restoreth my soul. He's the fountain of living water. He is the fountain of living water. We rest in him. We drink in him. We drink of him. Over in the book of Jeremiah, God says, you have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and you have made for yourselves broken cisterns, which can hold no water. You've tried to come up with your own water, and yet you've neglected the fountain of living water. He leads us beside the still and restful waters. Come to me, drink. Come to me and drink. Come to me and drink. He is the living water. He is the living water. He leads us beside the still and restful. Drink of me. Drink deeply of me. Drink deeply of me. Drink deeply of me. It'll refresh your soul. It'll restore your soul. It'll even refresh your physical body. It'll renew your youth. It restores you. It renews you. It causes you to be refreshed, renewed, restored. It's resting in him. It's resting in him. He leads us beside the still waters. And you know, God loves us so much, and he gives us such great infinite care. He cares about your physical body, your physical health. And the Holy Spirit, has imprinted something here. I believe it's a hidden code. He's hidden right here in this verse. He leads us beside the still waters. There's something the Holy Spirit coded for our physical bodies. I have noticed, just naturally speaking, there's something about water that does the body good. You go by a lake, there's some tranquility. When you walk out in nature and you just walk by a stream, a river, it can even be a creek, a lake, ocean, any body of water, it does something physically for us. And the Holy Spirit, he coded that right in here to let us know, I want you to rest. I want you to be tranquil. I want you to be peaceful. And I want you to be renewed and refreshed. Take some time to get away. Take some time to rest. Take some time to just sit by a river, sit by a lake, sit on the beach, get in the hot tub, get in the spa, even get in a pool. I believe there's something about water that refreshes and restores. It does our soul good just to have your body refreshed and rested and restored. You just need to take time. He himself is a picture of living water, but there's something physically that's in water that's representative of his spirit that replenishes and renews and restores us and refreshes us. Take your shoes off and just walk out barefooted. It can even be a pool, a stream, a creek, a river, ocean, something that happens in the physical body. The Holy Spirit encoded it right here in Psalms 23. He pointed that out to me. He said, I put a secret code, secret message in there for my people. I'll restore you. I'll renew you. Your nerves won't have to be frazzled. You won't have to be at your wit's end. You won't have to be burned out. No, I make you lie down in green pastures and I lead you beside the still waters. I'll restore your soul. I'll refresh you. I'll renew you. Oh, man, I'll make you new again. Oh, boy, this is good. This is good. This is the great shepherd. This is the good shepherd, and I'm excited. Oh, man, this is the good shepherd. This is the good shepherd. This is the good shepherd. Oh, man. And I preached myself right out of time. Oh, boy, isn't this good? Oh, this is good. This is the good shepherd. 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 Oh, I'm out of time. I'm going to have to just stop right there. Well, we'll have to pick it up. I was intending to finish Psalms 23 today. I really was. I didn't mean to string you along like this. I was really intending to finish Psalms 23 today, but man, we're taking our time. Like I said, Psalms 23 is one of the classics. This is one of the Psalms I live in. I say it every day. I pray it every day. I quote it every day. This is not just a poem, man. This is not just scripture you read at funerals. This is a scripture that you live in light of your great shepherd. You live in light of the benefits of the great shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. And he's continually leading you. He's continually feeding you. He's continually protecting you. He's continually with you throughout life as your great shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Because he is my shepherd, I have everything I need. I have everything I need. I have everything I need because he is my shepherd. Oh, man. Praise God, praise God. Well, we'll work to finish up Psalms 23 next time. Oh, man, it's so powerful. It is so powerful to walk with the shepherd, to know him as a good shepherd, to know him as your shepherd. Oh, he loves us so much. He gives his life for the sheep. And because he's our shepherd, we have everything we need. Isn't that a great confidence? I have everything I need. Because if I don't have it, he has it. And if he has it, I have it. Because he's my shepherd. All I got to do is holler. All I got to do is holler. The shepherd will hear me and he'll come running. He'll take care of any need I have. He, because he is my shepherd, I have everything I need. I have everything I need. Oh, man, what a revelation. What a revelation. Because he is my shepherd. Many times we're so busy looking at ourselves. No, because he has it, you automatically have it. Because he's your shepherd. And if the good shepherd has it, there's nothing he wouldn't provide for his sheep. He gave his life for you. He's the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd. Praise God. Man, I have preached myself plumb happy. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is the good shepherd. 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 Amen. Amen. Those of you watching my television, I want you to go to brothersoftheword.com. You can listen to this entire message and the entire series on the names of God. This one in particular is Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. Praise God. You can listen absolutely free of charge. You can also email it to a friend. But thank you so much for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was part 5 of the series titled The Names of God, subtitled Jehovah Rohi Part 2 by C. Elijah Bronner. This message is number 7924. That's 7924. To listen to thousands of free messages or to send this message number 7924 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because brother, you need the word.
From Brothers of the Word.